We're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to discuss cars, car repair, and the new Puzzler.
Yeah.
This was inspired by an email I got from someone named Jim Guilford from cyberspace.
Oh, but only inspired by Jim.
Well, I had to.
You had to
change it around.
Embellish.
Tweak.
Obfuscate.
Well, no, the essence of it was supplied by Jim. And yeah. Most importantly,
he's going to get the usual price that we give to all the
people. Answer. Seems that there's this penal colony on an island in the South Pacific, and it's administered by this twisted little,
warden.
Prison warden.
Yeah.
And he always has these little mind games he plays with
sort
the prisoners.
Sort of like a Devil's Island place.
Yeah. Island of Dr. Moreau or something like
that.
Ooh. And the deal is he presents some kind of a challenge to the prisoners. And if they solve it, they are set free. And if they don't, they're fed to the sharks, which are constantly circling the island.
Yeah.
So he comes to a bunch of prisoners. And the number of prisoners isn't important. We're going to just say it's 5 prisoners for the sake of this little puzzle. And he says, here's the deal, guys. He said, I'm going to stand you against a wall, but not in the manner that you usually think. One guy is going to face the wall with his hands and his toes touching the wall. The next guy is going to stand behind him.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 feet away, the next person behind him. So there are 5 people now who are facing the wall in a straight line so that each guy can see the back of the head of the guy in front, except for the last guy who can see everybody, and the front guy who can't see anybody except the wall. So you got the scenario?
I got it. Yeah, so they're going to stand there like that, and?
And they're going to stand there like that, and we're going to do this tomorrow. So I just want you guys to think about this overnight to see if you want to participate, because don't forget, if you lose...
It's the sharks.
It's the sharks. If you win, we set you free, but you have to swim away.
That's the sharks.
So
you want to get thrown in or you want to jump in?
There was a joke, I remember. Anyway, here's the deal. He said, I'm going to come and place either a white hat or a black hat on each of your heads. I'm going to do it from the back of the line, working my way towards the front. So I have a box of hats.
Black and white.
Black and white. And I can put anything I want on any of your heads. I can put all black hats if I want. I can put all white hats or any combination, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And your job here is to identify the color of your hat correctly. If you do so, you are set free. If you fail to do so, you are fed to the sharks. Now, obviously, the guy at the back of the line would be able to see all the hats. But there's one caveat. He can't communicate because the only thing he can say is either black or white.
So that's the way it's going to work. Tomorrow, they're going to come into the warden's office. They're going to stand in this position against the wall. He's going to come and put the hats on everybody's heads. And the guy in back gets to say one word, and it can only be black or white. And that's it.
And then
it.
The next guy is required to identify the color of his hat all the way until they get to the guy who's closest to the wall.
Gotcha.
You got it?
Yeah.
But they can scheme overnight.
Yeah.
But everyone else who's tried this has always failed. And, obviously, the luck of the draw would mean 50-50 chance of getting off. But it's too big a chance to take. So everyone's been reluctant to do it. And Krusty, who's been on this island for 19 years for overcharging for valve jobs, says, I have a plan.
He does.
Which will improve our odds beyond 50-50. However, we must draw straws. So the question is, what is Krusty's plan, and why must straws be drawn? Now, if you think you know the answer, write it on the back of a $20 bill and send it to Puzzler Tower, Car Talk Plaza, Box 3500, Harvard Square, Cambridge.
Our fair city.
Matt 02238. Or you can do an electronic funds transfer and email your answer on a $20 bill to us from cartalk.com.
Wow.
If you'd like to converse with us at this very moment, our number is 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.